Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Peter Malagian, the AVP HR Operations at American Health Partners. Peter, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Peter, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Thank you, Paul, for this opportunity to connect and share. I currently serve in a leadership role leading HR operations and talent acquisition and our HRIS teams at American Health Partners, which is comprised of six divisions that are committed to patient-centered and quality-focused healthcare. And it's through a continuum of care approach, which includes not only senior living and rehabilitation communities, geriatric and patient psychiatric care, and we have pharmacy for long-term care facilities and other services that kind of round out that right care at the right place approach and that continuum approach. To answer your question, when I think of best practice recommendations to help people and organizations be their best, my approach focuses on two keywords that come to mind and I often use in conversations with teams and in leadership, and that's equipped and catalytic. And I want to expand both of those, and both being calls to action and engagement in a way, not being static, but that ever-changing, adapting, pivoting if need be, that type of approach. And I wanted to unpack that and kind of share a little bit about that I'm here. When it comes to the concept of equip, you know, I mean all versions of the verb, this action either being equipped or equipping. And it's defined as providing the provisions, you know, such as the tools, knowledge, guidance, any or all essentials for performing a function, you know, or something that contributes to the efficiency and that call to action. And how I approach that is asking the question, you know, are you equipped as a leader, a coworker, a team player? Are you seeking ways to achieve this so that you can be an effective leader? Are you also equipping outwardly? You know, are you a conduit to equipping others around you and those you interact with? As a leader and in organizations, we need to create a culture that is focused, you know, on that success of the team and creating programs and tools to support this type of endeavor of equipping. And if the answer is yes, then, you know, that's great. You know, continue practicing this and modeling this. If not, I always wanted to assess and look at what is hindering you from making this shift. You know, oftentimes when it has been in my past, maybe consulting practice or doing some team development workshops or my current leadership role at American Health Partners, we find managers, leaders that struggle with this piece of the puzzle because we are oftentimes too focused on that reactionary now, the transactional day-to-day, or that reality as we that perhaps that no one has even maybe equipped that manager or supervisor to be that equipping agent, as I like to call it. Mm-hmm. The other word I refer to often is a catalytic or a catalyst, but I'm not referring to the more technical kind of chemical reaction definition or a part on your vehicle, on your car. What I mean is, how do we as a leader fully step into and participate in being that reactionary ingredient to precipitate an event, right? Or change that is positive and fruitful for the team we lead, other teams or leaders we interact with and partner with on projects, and most importantly, for the organization we serve. Our team members and colleagues pick up on the cues that we put out and how we mirror that. And we need to model a catalytic approach focused on the sustainable growth and development, the equipping, as I like to call it, of our team, of the business, and even our growth as a leader. And so those are the two approaches or the two words, equipping and being catalytic, that catalyst is how I wanted what I wanted to share and the key aspects for today.
Peter, I just love the way you summarize those. I've never thought about those two words together and just the value of that within an organization. If you haven't trademarked that, I might steal that. I really like that. I just want to say a quick message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events button of the website for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are free to subscribers. And Peter, could I close out with a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Peter, it's so good to see you again. And thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Likewise. Thank you for the opportunity.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.